Welcome back, everyone.
Hey.
Yo.
You hear that voice? That is Mr. Richie, and who else is here?
Jenna.
It's our Roomies podcast. Welcome.
Yes.
So we wanted to document our time together and have a podcast at the beginning and the end of our stay in beautiful Kingsport. And so, so we're going to talk.
Let's do this thing.
So where do we want to start? First, let's introduce you guys. I always say I just talk to the people because most likely the people that listen know us and all of us, but I would imagine we have a small group of people in Indiana that don't know
who we
are. So,
I say.
Who are you?
You go first, babe.
We are married. Good. For 5 years.
Whoa,
in
chill.
July.
4.5.
In July.
Okay.
In July. January.
Close
okay,
enough.
So it's 4.5.
It's also February.
Oh.
And,
dang it.
And we moved from Michigan to Tennessee in September.
Yes.
Over Labor Day weekend. Made the trek. We are both from Michigan. Met at Michigan State University. Go Green.
Go White.
Actually, I think Richie's a little salty because my fake alma mater, because if you know me, I didn't make it through, but IU just took down number 6 in the country, and they're unranked.
It's great. And Josh proceeded to wear this Indiana hat that I've never seen in my
life. Yeah, and it's like literally nasty.
It's really gross. Okay, sorry, did we continue?
That's us.
Yeah, I mean, you said it a little bit. Both born and raised in Metro Detroit, never lived outside of it. I would say you probably always thought you'd move or never cared if you stayed type thing. And
yeah,
I,
Michigan's way too cold.
I was probably different. Like, I never had plans of getting out of Michigan. I love Michigan. Still think it's the most beautiful place in the summer. I guess we haven't spent a summer here, though, so I have no idea.
A dog.
We do. We have a dog. Izzo. Which you'll probably hear his collar
jingling around.
He's going to be 6 months old soon.
But, like, what do you guys do with your life?
Oh, man.
We hang out with high schoolers?
Yes.
The reason we came down to Kingsport, which is ultimately why Josh and Abby ended up getting down here, is because I took a role as a high school and young adult pastor at a church here in Kingsport called Christ Fellowship. It's been really good. We were all on staff together up in Michigan, and then we were all in limbo together, and we, in that limbo time, an opportunity opened up to be down here with some amazing people, and it's been awesome since we've been here. So yeah, most of our time is definitely taken up with ministry, which is awesome. We love it. Our house, I feel like, is always open for people. I mean, these guys have been into it a little bit, just high schoolers kind of coming and going from our house, but that's how we love to do ministry. So it's been fun, which is why probably having you guys here hasn't been too crazy for us, but yeah. But what do you do? What's your job, babe?
I work for a local private university doing some like event type stuff for them with their alumni. Mm-hmm. So
what would your dream job be?
My dream job?
I
don't like that question.
Yeah, no. In your field right now, what would be like a really good setup that you would have?
I want to do corporate social responsibility. So I want
to social responsibility.
Yeah, I want to work for a big company and do their community relations type stuff.
Gotcha.
Divvy out their donor dollars, organize their employee volunteer stuff. That would be awesome. Instead of being on the other side of it, trying to get companies to donate or whatever.
Gotcha. Which is what you're doing now.
Kind of. It's what I used to do more.
Okay.
Being in higher education now is different.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
Ideally, ministry would be the dream to do it as well.
Yeah. Another thing to probably know about us is we're literally opposite human beings in every personality test, and if you just know us, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, we have almost zero similarities.
It's funny. Same with me.
Except we're humans.
Yeah.
Except we're humans. That's true.
No, literally, Jenna's like the most organized, disciplined, responsible person in the world, and I'm not.
Just not.
Just not. Yeah. I don't know. Did we miss anything? Any other?
No, that's good.
Interesting facts? Yeah.
I don't think so. So we did you say we both worked together?
We did.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So me and you on staff, that's when we met. We actually, when we were interviewing, when Abby and I were interviewing, we had talked to the HR person, And they're like, yeah, there's this young couple that they're actually at your campus, and we set up a dinner so you can meet them, so you can kind of, you know, get to know a couple. And as soon as we met you, when we left dinner.
Are we going to be friends with them?
And I got your number, and I texted you a few times when we were in Vegas. And then Abby...
Did you have the job offer yet, or no?
Yeah, I didn't think I started texting you. I think I texted you a little bit, like, I haven't heard anything yet.
Well, I remember Kristen asking, like... Like, what did you think or whatever? And I was like, you guys don't hire them. You're idiots. So.
And then when we were moving, Abby, I think both of us felt this. We're like, I really hope that...
They don't have friends. I'm kidding.
That we can be friends with them for real. Because, like, we knew that was your hometown, and we ended up becoming friends with your friends, which was great. But we were nervous, and then, lo and behold, we became great friends.
Oh, yeah.
Which was awesome.
That's awesome. I mean, I think being at... You know, a huge mega church. Like, we had great friends on staff, but they were all at different campuses and doing different stuff. Like, you guys were the first people our age that really jumped in to where we were the majority of the time, which was really, really fun. So,
at the Shelby campus, rest in peace.
Rest in peace. Yes. But I would say, through that experience and with you guys and some of those other people, is I realize a lot in ministry is a lot more of who you're doing it with and what you're doing.
Yeah. True. You guys were also super intentional.
Oh, yeah.
That's true.
Inviting yourself over a lot and just kind of forcing it on us. Yep. Mm. And we were like, who are these people that want to hang out on a Monday night Thursday night? Yes.
And you guys lived in, like, freaking...
Warren. We love Warren.
You know what? If
like
you're from Detroit and listening to this, you probably know Warren. Yeesh. Just kidding.
No, don't hate.
And we lived in Rochester, and they would travel every time because we're like, no, we're not going to Warren. Not a chance. Yeah. You guys would do
and
it.
And now that we've moved to Tennessee and don't have friends here.
That's not true.
Well, we're getting friends now, but it is encouraging us to be more like, hey, we're coming over.
Yep.
Because it worked so well how you guys did that.
Oh, yeah.
We forced our way in your door.
We did.
Yes.
It was fun.
You shatter every millennial concept of community.
Yes. And commitment.
Yes.
Well, and I mean, I've been lucky, and I've talked about it before, but I have always had, like, super close friends that kind of shattered the generic. You know, we lived with the Marlins in Vegas, and all of that community in Vegas was... all up in each other's grill, and then same with college. So I think you just kind of pass that on. But okay, I'm gonna do a quick recap of like what led Abby and I. If you haven't listened to our first podcast, our next chapter, which most likely you have because that's our most popular one. So I'm gonna make this like 2 minutes. So we both, Richie and I, let go. Our church closed. We're looking for a job. After our, you know, severance and that season was done in Michigan, we ended up deciding we wanted to join a church planting team, but that doesn't happen until 2020 in Cincinnati, and we were really excited about that. And so when it came time to 2019, we had to kind of decide what we were going to do, and we didn't want to waste the year. We didn't want to just coast or do something, and so we wanted to make it, whether it's adventurous or super like wise financially, we knew we just didn't want to stick with what we were doing at the time. And so we had talked about possibly moving in with some friends, you know, maybe going back to Indiana for a time, maybe doing this. And this is where the recap's done. If you want to hear more of that story,
first episode.
But then I think you guys, because we would not have asked, but you guys did initiate it first. Like, you guys should just come and move with us.
Yeah, it was a joke.
It was a total joke, which we know
was.
I don't
know what that was.
I think it was like a dump truck.
Yeah, maybe.
Kingsport.
Kingsport.
Not Kingsport, they're just building an apartment complex.
Seriously, also.
So yeah, so you guys text us, and me and Abby both, like, I think we weren't together, and so I think I text her, like, do you think they're for real?
Yeah.
Because we would do that.
Seriously.
Yeah.
And so then, we told you, we're like, hey, don't joke, because we'll come. and so that's the recap. So I want to know that story.
From us?
Yeah.
I do remember specifically the like the first time saying it as like a joke. Were we FaceTiming or was it just you and I talking? I don't remember.
I remember. I was gonna say, I don't think it was on the FaceTime.
No, I remember just being like, "Oh, you just moved down here! Like, come on, it's so fun." But in a joking way, not really thinking like anyone would actually ever move here, but from the perspective of like, there was a lot of truth that being down in Tennessee was very healing for Jen and I, and is continually to be that. And I knew you guys have been through similar stuff, and just with a chance to maybe get a break, like maybe it could make sense. So we definitely started out as a joke, and then how did we go from there, babe? What happened? I think you guys were like, well, if you're serious, you should talk.
Well, because I think we're like, you can't. We will take you up on that. So don't joke. Actually think about it.
And then you got pretty serious, or you were like, let's really think about this.
Yeah, I would say it was probably like a month and a half or 2 months that we took and like really went through it and like talked about it and was like, what if this happens? What if that happens? What if this? What do we do about that? What do we do about this? And really prayed about it. And I feel like we had some breakthrough. I think you were spending time with the Lord and got that there would be accelerators in the ministry and just kind of felt like it would be really beneficial for everybody, really healing for you guys, and obviously a good time for you guys to save money and not be pouring out so much when you're about to go launch a freaking church. And good for our ministry, because our youth ministry needs some help in terms of like engaging students in maybe more deeper spiritual things. We've seen a lot of progress, but I think you guys have already jumped in on that, and it's been cool, and we kind of thought this could be helpful, not only for them, but also for us.
Yeah, I would say, like, from... I'm thinking about this even. I'm a verbal processor, so sorry about your podcast. But even as I'm thinking about this, it was the same pattern of coming down to Tennessee originally, is I felt like, in the spirit, the Lord had already really solidified that, like, in my heart and mind, and then it was the practical, like, wait, we're physically moving from Michigan to Tennessee. That took me a really long time to understand and like get to, but I knew like within me that was what was taking place. And I would say, as we started to dialogue, Jen and I, about you guys actually coming, it was similar, where I felt this like check in me that like, wait, this would actually be a really, really good thing. And I'm sure we'll get into the practicalities later, but I would probably be the last person to ever say that.
Yeah, I was gonna say, if people don't know us listening to the podcast, this is not a normal, natural thing.
No, God, no.
I remember, 2 years ago, you guys were moving from your apartment to a new like house.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And there was like gonna possibly be some like weird overlap with rent. And I'm like, well, just like two things. Throw your stuff in storage, move in with me and Abby for a month, or move in with your parents. Like, just, like, why would you spend money on rent, like, if you're out somewhere else? And Richie was like, oh, God, I would never do that in a million years.
Yeah.
I just wouldn't. And I don't know. Like, is this the part where we're getting into the, or is just let it go? I mean, my biggest, like, barrier to it was just, like, the practical, like, I live in a house and I have my space, and there's like, this is, and especially on my mornings, I mean, you guys have learned this, living with, like, I'm super routined and like disciplined of how I want my morning to go, and my time with the Lord, and just kind of like quiet time before the chaos of the day. Like, I was terrified that stuff was going to go. But I think I knew as we started to talk about it, like, this is, I think the Lord's on this, because I wouldn't feel anxiety about it unless I started thinking about all the what ifs and like, I don't know how this is going to play out. And it was a bunch of fear-based stuff. Mm-hmm. When really, when I was just with the Lord and praying into it, I felt like He was green lighting it every time. It was really just my fear blocking us from probably saying yes a month earlier than we did. Because, I mean, Jen and I have been married for four years, a little over 4 years at that point. Like, you just learn to live just you two. We don't have kids. We just got a dog. Mm-hmm. Like, that was a big change. People might laugh at that, but it is. Like, well, as your newlyweds. Like, yeah. And so then to, like, take an even bigger change and say, hey, we're going to triple the amount of bodies in your house.
And have a 2-month-old and a 1.5.
Yeah, like, that's crazy.
Which have been the best part. Well, everything's been the best part, but Indy, I cannot be more obsessed.
Yeah, she's pretty great. She's awesome. So I would say,
and
yeah, Lane. Like,
and you, Lane, too.
That was where the process was for me. Was I knew, because spiritually, like Jenna said, like, we were jumping into a youth ministry that need a little bit of overhaul, but had some great people that were already doing some awesome stuff, but I felt like you guys would be able to jump in with them and accelerate specifically the worship culture and movement of the Spirit more than just we could on our own. Mm-hmm. And so from that standpoint, it was pretty beneficial from that. And then, yeah, like there was a piece of like, man, we don't really have close people here yet. We're getting there, but it's taking time. And like, it would be nice to have, you know, just people in this transition period. So that was there too. And then I think practically just realizing the season you guys were in, and we're like, it's kind of a no-brainer. We'd love that if we can help out. Like, because from church planning perspective, like any church planner I ever talked to, it's the most wild journey of your life. And if we can help in that, knowing that we'll probably never physically be in Cincinnati, like, that sounds fun. So
I'm not
going
to speak that into existence.
Yeah, I do want Josh to publicly take back his words.
Seriously,
we will never do ministry again. He literally looked us in the eyes as the Shelby campus is closing and said, well, this is it. Well,
no, you asked.
I did.
Yeah,
you were like, do you think we'll ever do ministry together again? And then,
which is a very like, what did you mean by that? Like being on a church staff, or like,
I don't know.
We were like kind of moping a little bit together, like kind of realizing the thing was coming to an end.
Yeah.
And Jenna's like, do you guys ever think we'll do ministry again together? And like, I like cynic, like
you were so harsh about it.
Seriously, no.
I was like, no, probably not.
Nope.
Why would we?
And in my mind, I'm like, yeah. Any freaking retreat I ever do, I'm making you guys complete worship.
Yes. Well, we knew we'd be friends. We knew we'd stay friends. Yeah. Mostly because of I feel like the experience we walked through all together. And then also, like, your intentionality, Josh, I would say, is a big one.
Yeah, we had already, I mean, I know Jenna and you and Abby text, but I'd already, like, called Richie a few times, like, since when you guys came down since Tennessee. Like, I knew you guys would be lifers. Even without us moving in. So real quick before sorry, this is a lot of Josh too. I feel like I'm driving a ship because it's going to be kind of
you're the
crazy.
Podcast leader. It's okay.
Try to be super conscious of not speaking over Abby when it's just the two of us.
That's true.
Yeah, can you shut up?
I know. Shit, I'm just driving a ship. But I want to know, because you said something, and this is great, we're only like 17 minutes in. It's awesome. So but Abby, what is, like, hearing Richie's biggest fear was, like, his morning routine, so that affects you the most, or, like, you guys are here, so
we
I
want
to know, like, from
your
perspective.
I leave for work at, like, 7:15.
And I leave at 7, or I leave at 8, and so...
Mine varies, depending on if I'm writing from home, or if I got a meeting in the morning, or what.
The thing is, I don't think we've had, like, a ton of, like, not clashing, but, like...
Overlap?
Yeah.
Yeah, no.
Because Richie sometimes, well, I can say you. I forget that we're, like, talking. Because you sometimes get up pretty early, I feel like. And then.
Hear that coffee grinder?
That coffee. I'm like, there it is. No, then it smells really good. no, but, like, I don't let Indy out of the room till, like, 8:15.
Well, she's not really up before that, is she?
Girl's been terrible. Well,
Hear her some mornings when I'm up.
Seriously.
Oh, I never heard her.
Yeah, I don't know. Sleep regression, toddlers, who knows. No, I don't think the mornings have been...
Not at all.
No, because, I mean, like, if you've seen any pictures, I posted a couple things, like, about our room situation. It's really nice because we've got... Indy can just hang out in there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And sometimes I just want to be up here in the morning. I've got a nurse, Lainey. I don't...
Well, you've been
somewhat
conscious of his mornings, though.
Yes.
And so, like...
Oh, yeah. Because I want to be respectful of that, because, like, Indy can be really loud.
That sounds
and
so high maintenance.
No. Because...
Dude, we're, like... I know that everyone listening to this podcast is going, I could never do that. And, like, how would you have let... I don't have any friends I would let in my house and live there, so, like...
There's, like, almost, like, a... Like, from a practical time standpoint, like, Jenna and I are usually up around 6... during the weekday.
Because you're adults and Abby and I like to sleep.
Praise.
Well,
and
you're also up in the night.
But you're Josh is gone at work by 8, right? And Jenna's gone by 7:15.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm usually at the kitchen table at about from like 6 to 8:30.
Mm-hmm.
But Abby and Indy don't even come down until like 8:30,
mm-hmm.
I feel like most days.
Yeah.
And it's funny because I'll be down there and I'm like, I feel bad. Sometimes I'll be in the zone of like focusing on something and they come down and we'll say hey, but they do their thing and Andy eats breakfast and we don't really like interrupt each other. It's kind of, I don't know. It feels like it's, it's like, it really like, and so at first I was like, man, like I feel bad. Like, am I ignoring them? Like, I don't know. But I think we just got in a routine that it was totally, totally fine. I do think we talked about this a little bit. The house structure of the house sets up for the situation really well.
It's
so like,
awesome. It's not a huge house. What is it? 1700 square feet?
19. Yeah.
19? Wow. I didn't know that.
Our last one was about that. Oh. Anyways. Yeah.
It's extra 200.
Yeah, we're living in like a suite upstairs.
Jenna just said we can look at the lease after Miss Responsibility.
Our last one was 1200. This one's 1700. It's okay.
I trust Jenna. I'm pretty sure it's 19, but it's okay.
But it is so nice.
I'm looking up on Zillow right now while we're talking.
That we have a little suite up here.
Yeah.
Because the two, their two bedrooms are pretty big. And and so because of
and
that.
And there's a bathroom.
Like
between.
Even we're in Josh and Abby's room right now with the podcast thing. Their room is separated with like a guy and girl section.
It is.
So
it's
like
so
they,
cute.
Like it's big enough where
and
they
this is the room that we used to be in. Yeah. And so we moved just all of our stuff downstairs to the guest bedroom.
There was an addition put on the house that's the guest room in the way back. So also like we don't ever hear noise.
Nope.
Because it's like separated from the house almost.
Yeah. And we have another full bathroom downstairs.
Yeah. And then the kitchen, obviously, we all use and share.
The kitchen's big. The only sad part is the living room because it's like a tiny little box.
But even that, like they've got their TV up here and
It's just like cramped sometimes.
That
is the tightest
spot.
But it's cozy.
It is.
Yep.
Yeah, and we have, I mean, just speaking of the logistics, in case there's anyone that's like just curious, Abby and I got a storage unit because obviously we didn't need any kitchen or living room or all that stuff because all we needed was two bedrooms and like the toys.
Yeah.
And so I'd say 2/3 of our stuff is in storage, and then 1/3 of your guys' stuff is in our storage unit that we're paying for. So that kind of worked out pretty nicely. And
Because the bedroom that Indy is in, we didn't have any, literally didn't have anything in it besides storage stuff, which like our Christmas decorations, our box of coats, our childhood boxes, like random things that we just don't need.
Dang it.
So that's what's in storage.
You're
She was right.
Can you put it, say it in the mic a little louder? I'm just kidding.
You were right. So yeah, that's one like little logistic. So I want to, let's talk about, I think you guys said it, but Richie said it, like at one point the anxiety kind of went away and that was from our FaceTime.
Oh yeah.
And so this is after we've decided we're coming here. All the green lights have happened. We hadn't set a date. We were going to do that on this, this FaceTime. But we were like, all right, we need to have an hour and a half long FaceTime. Another side note, we had done this before with another couple in Vegas, Chris and Catherine.
And so we kind of put together this, like,
we lived with them
topic. Because when we did it in Vegas, we, like, sat down and had dinner with Marlins and just talked out what if this and this and how do we deal with that, or
so we knew we wanted that. And so kind of you guys, you three, so I can stop talking.
You're fine, dude.
Shut up. I'm kidding.
I'm just I am such a mic hog.
We really need to start another one though, so we can dialogue. Now that I'm doing this for the first time, I'm like, dang, this is
this
sick.
Is so fun. if you guys probably haven't listened to any more podcasts, have you?
I listened to the first two. I didn't listen to Essential Oils.
That's
no offense.
Maybe you should.
Oh, that's
I listened to all of them but the Enneagram one.
Okay. At the end of the podcast, I always say I just want everyone to start a podcast. So me and Richie are going to do one.
We're going
to
do it.
What?
Let's go. Everyone needs podcasts.
Oh, okay.
Yep.
Anywho, FaceTime.
Can't be a millennial
FaceTime.
If you don't have podcasts.
It's true.
Seriously.
FaceTime was big. I mean, we had some big stuff to figure out. Like, you definitely had like the morning routine and like who's where and who's living what, but what would you say were some of the big things for us that we had to really talk through?
I would say cleanliness, just because I'm very clean and organized. It is next to godliness. There's a place for everything and everything goes places. I hate clutter. I hate stuff. And just thinking, not like I thought you guys were dirty, but just knowing kids and how Indy's toys could get everywhere, and now she knocks everything down or things like that, which she doesn't actually do that. But I feel like every time she was at our house before visiting, it was like it would become a mess really quickly. Yeah. And so I was like, shoot, our little tiny living room is going to be a mess all the time, which it's not. But that was one thing we were worried about. Another thing was just having people over. How are we going to handle friends? Or how are we going to, our students, are they going to feel comfortable and that kind of thing? Another big one was our family. And, you know, we recently moved down to Tennessee. And when they want to come visit us, like, they need a place to stay. Yeah. And so how do we handle that? And then there was, like, some more logistical things. Like, our driveway is very, I am thinking of the word thick, wide at the top. And then it gets very narrow. Thick is a weird word, and so to fit four cars there, I'm like, how are we gonna do that? And how are we gonna? And Abby, like, you don't love dogs, and like, you're gonna be around. Now they're best friends. Yeah.
I caught Abby petting Izzo.
Izzo is currently sleeping at Abby's feet, next to Lane. Yeah.
And Indy and Izzo love each other.
Izzo's our dog's name, by the way.
They know that, but But yeah, that was another thing, was like, Abby, you're going to be home all day with Izzo the whole day. Yeah. You can't just put him in his crate because he will freak out.
Which is actually, that's been like a huge, huge benefit. I would say most of the big... Yeah, huge. Like, I mean, Izzo, as a puppy, he was in his crate all day. I would come home for lunch, but he was in there for two, three-hour blocks.
Yeah.
Each day, and now he's never in it.
Very rarely. Yeah. So, anyway, those were kind of the big ones, I would say. But every single point is now, like, not a point at all. Like, at all.
No, I feel like people text me or ask pretty frequently, like, how's it going?
It's so how's funny. It really going?
And I think I could say this, okay. Like, I think anyone who knew the four of us would ask me that first, of like, how's it going? Because I am, like I said earlier, just super protective of stuff and blah blah blah, which
high feeler.
Yeah, it's
which
funny.
All of my guy friends are high feelers, by the way.
Which he's the highest of the feelers.
He is the highest.
Most emotionally intelligent.
That's right, baby.
Yeah. But it has, like, there has not been an issue at all that I can think of. I mean, you run into the moments of like, well, I'll be on the couch and I'm like, I wish I could do what I want to do right now instead of what everyone else is
AK
doing.
AK Richie just discovered video games.
That's not entirely true, but that's rubbed off on Josh over here.
You're welcome.
Yeah, Lions just won the Super Bowl with Madden. Franchise winning was winning. No, so I would say there hasn't been anything major at all. It's been very
and
good,
we,
beneficial.
Richie and I were driving home. I think we were all hanging out. I think it was after small group or something. We were all together, but then drove separate, which is one sucky thing. We can't drive together anymore.
We need a minivan. So if anyone listening wants to bless us with
a
minivan,
a miracle car,
just
come on, Lord.
Yeah.
But we were like driving back, and we were like, Do we think that they think it's going as well as we think it's going? Like, do they like it as much as we like it?
Yeah.
It was funny. Yeah. I mean, who knows what could happen, but I don't see anything. And I feel like we got such a green light from the Lord to do this and felt so much peace about it that I would be shocked if it ended up bad.
Like, yeah, I could sense that really quickly. Like, it was going to be good. And I had a pretty, I've been transitioning a lot from Michigan into Tennessee and just leaving stuff behind. And but I had a pretty powerful moment with the Lord before you guys got here, where he was just talking to me about putting my roots in here. And one of the things I said is that I felt like he said was, Josh and Abby were really going to help you, like, do that here. As weird as that sounded, I felt like he was saying, you guys moving here was going to make this feel more like home, and I would say that's happened, you know.
That's cool. I like that.
Yeah. And it definitely has more and more, so that's been really good for me. Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
We've had a couple moments, because it hasn't been 100% rosy.
Time where Abby threw a knife at you? That was crazy.
Yeah.
Just kidding. No,
what? Did I miss this?
No.
Oh.
Wow.
Are you kidding me? What is wrong with you?
When we FaceTimed, we talked about, like, we were like, hey, so what's it look like when we fight? And what's it look like when, like, Richie makes Abby mad or Jenna makes me mad. Like, how do we do the conflict stuff with, like, maybe we should have... that hasn't happened as much, but the couples fighting is funny. Like, the other day, we were trying to figure out... Me and Abby had a weird day in general, and then the night came around. I really wanted to play a video game, and they want me to watch this show, and I want to watch
it. It's so good.
Yes.
And we didn't give it a chance.
It was just, like, this awkward...
We want a family show.
I know. We're downstairs, and Abby doesn't like me at the moment, and we all just want to figure out what we're doing, and Richie's like, I feel awkward. I don't know what to do.
I would stop yelling at each other.
And I'm like, and so finally we're like, I'm like, dude, let's just pause for a second. Abby and I are going to go upstairs. We're going to resolve this. And then we'll figure it out. And we did.
We did figure it out.
It was totally fine.
It was totally fine. Yeah. That's
the other really bad thing that's happened that we need to address. Is the big boy concoctions.
Oh my gosh.
We had it. Yes.
Oh my gosh. If we're talking about this, then we're talking about this.
No. Oh my gosh.
No one knows what you're talking about now. And that's so awkward.
Explain the big boy concoctions, Jenna.
It's the nastiest thing you've ever all right. smelled.
It's basically, it's so gross. Josh and I are trying to create a new flavor of Abby's essential oils through our farts.
Yeah.
Gosh, so, I had to spray essential oils everywhere.
I hope you guys have six boys after these two women.
You know they say when females, like sisters or mom and daughters or like friends spend a lot of time together, they get on the same cycle.
This is not the same thing.
I feel like that's happening to me.
I agree.
Like, we get so gassy together.
It's horrible.
Disgusting.
Yeah,
it's
so we should move on from this subject because no one will continue listening.
Why are you feeling uncomfortable about it?
Why are we
weird about it?
Do we have a podcast about farts right now? Like,
is this... It's one of the hardest things in this relationship.
It is. It's kind of weird about it.
Okay, well...
Jenna, if you don't want to talk about it, don't do it.
Just so everybody knows, I can count on one hand the times I've heard Jenna fart out loud since I've known her.
Good for her. She's just...
It's weird. You're weird. I don't get it.
I don't do that.
So we are doing the fart podcast.
Oh my gosh.
You should title it Farts. Farts. Roommate Farts.
Yes.
Big Boy's Concoctions.
Big Boy's.
And they call it Big Boy Concoctions. They're That's like, not something Abby and
I... Big Boy's was our nickname.
This is a nickname.
Oh my gosh.
We were Big Boys.
We had this vacation basically handed to us in Naples, and it came out. We grilled steaks one day, had some Moscow mules, and we were like, just a bunch of big boys in our... This was like $2 million home and an indoor pool.
We're
just balling out. So that's where the big boys
came.
And I think we unbuttoned our short sleeve button downs.
Yes.
Oh my gosh.
Let it flow, baby.
Let it.
Yeah. So is there anything, who knows, like I said, who knows who's listening to this? I would do it if no one listened to it. This is for, let's just think that this podcast is for the four of us.
Yeah.
And so is there anything at the beginning of this, we've lived together for now 3 weeks.
Is it only been three?
No, not even, I don't think.
Wait, you guys.
You guys got here on the 11th.
You moved on a weekend.
So it's definitely been third week.
Yeah, it's been 3 weeks.
How has it not been long?
Anywho, starting this journey, and then we're going to do this again at the end, but, like, is there anything that is worth noting at the beginning of this journey? Or if you took some notes.
I was just thinking we covered most of it. I would say... First thing that's popping in my mind is learning to, like, I think I'm in the, as you mentioned this when we first started, Jenna, of like, I was like worried about my space and like my time and life getting interrupted, and she was like, well, it's gonna happen now or when you have kids. And I think Derek, our pastor here, said something similar to me too, which was funny. And I think I'm learning that's not a bad thing. That it's okay to like release control and let go of your routine, and it's good. So yeah, I want to remember that looking forward. It's a good thing. Yeah.
I would say too, I don't know when we'll have kids, obviously you can't predict those kind of things, but I would say, oh my gosh.
Wrong podcast.
We're all married.
I would say this is probably the best practice that anyone could have before having kids. To be around them, especially a baby, because I've never really been around babies besides Indy from like birth.
And guess who babysitted both the babies and the dog alone?
Richard.
Yesterday. He did.
This guy.
Well, they kind of were both asleep.
It's fine. You kept them alive. It's fine.
Try it.
No, you did great.
But it's been really fun to see Indy, like, learn and to watch you guys, too, like, parent mm-hmm. and how you do that. Like, we were even talking today about it and, like, how quick she is to learn and, like, how you guys teach her so much and use mm-hmm. opportunities
yeah.
to learn and, like, the... strategic from things the, like, she's watching and like things like that, like there's a reason you guys do everything, and I don't know, it's just I think it's really good for us, and I'm interested to see when we do become parents, which will probably be after you guys move out, but
well, I think I've learned even before you guys were living here, like, how good you were with Indy of, like, obviously a baby changes your life when it comes into it, but not letting it dictate every single waking hour of your day and how well it Indy has done with that, like, that has been really good for, I think,
her transition was so smooth.
This is incredible.
She's, like, totally adaptable, and I'm sure Lainey will be the same way, and I want my kids to be like that, because, mm-hmm. like, I feel like there's such a stipulation with, like, young married millennials of, like, oh, as soon as you have kids, like, your life sucks. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, no, that's sad, and all the fun, cool parents I know aren't like mm-hmm. that, and so how do we do that?
Right.
Yeah. I am looking forward to the weather getting warmer, and I want.
Yes.
I'm excited for us to do things outside together. I'm excited, like Asheville, North Carolina.
It was
60 Carolina's.
Degrees in February today.
It was
amazing,
like 65.
And tomorrow.
Tomorrow is like sunny and 69.
Yeah, seriously.
But I'm excited to go to like Knoxville and Asheville and bigger mm-hmm. cities that are really close. There's tons of mountains and
mountains.
There's just fun stuff around here.
Yes.
Like so, I'm excited for that.
Yeah. It's gonna be awesome.
Yeah.
What was the question?
Like, when we listen in the future, what do we want to...
We're coming at it from a different perspective, I think.
Oh, yeah, give your perspective a little bit. Like, coming into someone's house after your answer.
Yeah, so actually, so I was going to talk about a little bit. I think it is probably one of the most humbling things, honestly. Because we are a young family. We've got two kids. We had a home to ourselves in Michigan, and yes, we have done this before, but we weren't invading. Mm-hmm. I say invading not in a bad sense, but we were invading someone's space when we lived with the Marlins. Yeah, that was like more of like a,
let's do this.
Yeah, and we're gonna split rent. It's gonna be great. This was very different. This was, we're coming into someone else's home. And I don't know. It's just been, I think it's been humbling because I want to do better. I want to be respectful. I feel like it always helps Josh and I to be a little bit more organized. Not that we don't have that bend.
We're making our
technically.
Bed now.
Guys.
Yeah, I noticed.
Big deal.
Did you do this for the podcast?
Yeah,
or like,
you guys
no.
have an extra
clean.
Super clean in me. And I don't, and that's why I asked you, like, when you were like doing the dishes every time right after dinner, I'm like, is this normal that you like do the dishes right away? Or are you doing this because you know
I
like it?
Stop. It was. Don't stop. Josh doesn't know anything about cleaning because he's the one who leaves his crap everywhere. No,
but anyway, I don't want there to feel like a pressure of like, I have to put everything away or something.
No, but we have stepped it up, and it's been in a good way.
It's really good for us.
Yeah, it is really good for us.
So I would just say it, especially this time moving in with it. It is just, it's humbling from a perspective of like, I don't know, like having pride as a human of like, no, I have my own space and like, I don't know that can, I don't know as a mom and as a woman,
honestly,
I like having my own. I do like having my own space. Josh has more of a bent to want to live with people, and I expressed this to him, especially moving to Cincinnati. We might move in with someone there, too. It's just like, I don't naturally bend that way either, but mm-hmm. I've seen it, and I've seen it work, and I've seen it be really good, and so, like, I understand that sacrificing maybe my pride of wanting my own space, too, is, like, it's good for me.
Yeah.
And
yeah. This is, because this isn't true, in my eyes, like, true, like, communal living in the form of, like, I want to do this for life. Like, we can get philosophical on that, but like what we're receiving, and I don't even know if you guys, I know that you guys haven't thought of this, but like when you say humbling, it made me think like it's like receiving a massive, massive gift.
Yeah.
Like
that's what
from
we
someone.
Feel like.
Like when, you know, like, oh my gosh, like don't spend that much money on us. But like if we could monetize it, it's a massive gift. And so That is really true when you said that. And so yeah. We're super thankful.
We were talking about that the other, I feel like we didn't even think about that.
You not
literally
at all.
Were talking about
you
that
don't
in
come
the car.
Off that way. But it yeah. is. No, it's no. true that yeah. it is.
And like this space up here, like I will never go upstairs ever unless Indy
mm-hmm.
wants me
pulls
to play.
You up
pulls
the stairs.
Me up to play.
Play,
or,
play,
yeah.
play.
Or like we're doing something like this. And if it were to be trash, it's not trash. It looks very nice up here. But if it were to be like messy, I would not at all care in the slightest. Like this
yeah.
is your space.
Yeah.
Totally.
That's how I view it. Like, this is yours.
Yeah.
Not ours.
Yeah.
Which has been nice.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think if there's anything that I wanted to... I don't know. It's so hard for me to...
What are, like, funny things we learned?
I would say stuff we can continue to grow in, maybe.
Oh.
Like, I think we... I think... Can I say this?
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, I would say one of the things we wanted to, and I think we're getting there, and actually I would say the whole experience in and of itself is this... is like really push each other spiritually.
Mm-hmm.
And it's really interesting because I would say that the gist of it feels very spiritual, like in the sense
mm-hmm.
of like sharing and
mm-hmm.
being in
mm-hmm.
deep community and like
mm-hmm.
like I think a lot of times in like Christianity we can get in our small groups and it's like, well, I get spiritual and talk about my life at this Bible study and at church,
mm-hmm.
but we don't do it through our week. And I think what living with someone is like, you're just in your whole life, and like our whole life has spiritual aspects to it. And so I think it, the whole process has been, but I would say that's something, you know, I want to grow in a little bit too of like, and Josh and I started this week waking up Wednesday morning and
big boys breakfast,
big boys, big breakfast, boys breakfast, mostly just coffee, but catching up, being intentional,
talking about things that I want to grow in, especially I would say this is a good thing to say at the beginning. Cause when I was weighing all the options of like what I wanted to do, this wasn't the first, like logistically and logically in my brain, I didn't think this was the best or smartest.
Oh, it doesn't really make any logistical sense.
Yeah, and I think what really like convinced me to be good is I want to learn like a ton from you, Richie, because I'll never be you. I can't
mm-hmm.
ever tap into that much feeler. But the side of like my walk with Jesus that is the most like is like the worst is the emotional side, the actual relationship connection side. It's very heady, it's very communal, it's about, you know, justice and serving and how can I help and let me be a part of this family that's the church.
Yeah.
But it's not, so it's hard for me to tap into emotions, and they know this if you're listening about me. And so like seeing you and seeing the way that you operate, it's like, man, I want some of that, and I want some of the, like, passion. Because, like, when I say I'm not a feeler, I feel like most of the time people think, well, oh, he must not cry, or he must not be sad, or, which is true, but I also don't get the fiery
mm-hmm.
passion, the fiery joy of the Lord. Like, I don't get that side either. And so that was something that I wanted to really, like, glean and grow in, and I thought
mm-hmm.
that would help, you know, learning from you. And so that's what we talked about on Wednesday. It was like, here's some things that I want to get better at.
Yeah.
Some strategies on ways that I can, you know, grow in these areas and just being open with like areas that I'm not good at. And so
yeah,
yeah, that's something that we're just starting. We'll see where I end up if I
that's
get
cool.
better.
Mm-hmm.
That's really cool because I feel like on the flip side, you stretch me a lot in like the social justice piece or like the communal living, like aspect where I think at time, and I lean towards this, you can have an emotional, I guess, charismatic bent to your walk with God that can be very personal and inward without being aware that like there's real people in the world
true.
All of the time suffering and hurting. And I think you are always caring about the other and the
mm-hmm.
and the one far from God and the one who's that Jesus is chasing down, you know, that has been really, that's always been really good. And then I would say you're pursuit of community, like this in and of itself has been so, so good. So it's cool to see that kind of sharpen. And I think you guys do that for each other really well too.
I've learned mm-hmm. that Abby loves ketchup.
I do. Oh my gosh.
She finished a whole bottle.
Two.
Honestly, I think
like
two.
One and a half.
Yeah.
Ours
you got a
full,
disease.
It's insane.
I'm a child.
And Indy loves pouches.
Andy's dinosaur chicken nuggets.
Oh, those are freaking good.
You know Tyson recalled like millions of them because they
I
had
don't
real
eat
rubber
Tyson.
In them.
We're too good for Tyson, I guess.
Oh, she's organic.
Organic.
Look
yeah,
at these
seriously.
Organic-shaped dinosaur chicken nuggets.
It's really good.
Yeah.
I'm just kidding.
I eat them for lunch often.
Yeah.
Another thing we can start wrapping up, but another thing that I told Abby, and I think I might have told you, Richie, but what I love about this, I know I was talking to Abby about it, because we're still in this transitional phase, and so there's been emotions with that that don't have anything to do with you necessarily, but what's cool is, I mean, I have good friends that I've stayed in contact with from Vegas, from Indiana. I'm sure we have, you know, friends in Michigan that we're going to stay in contact with. But at some point, like, as the years go by, the people that are far, there's a chance that they fall away a little bit more, you know, which is just natural. I have good friends in college. I have groomsmen that I don't talk to as much. It's normal. It does. But it is normal. And so, you know, just thinking logically, it's like, okay, well, when you guys left Michigan, we're like, well, they're lifers. But, like, 3 years down the road, if we're in Cincinnati, only an hour and a half from our friends in Indiana, and we're living with a ton of friends in Cincinnati, like, I could see our friendship being one that's like, oh crap, we have 4 months to catch up on, how are things going, not being so intentional. And it's like, what's cool is this, I think, season and this decision is like putting, like, we're definitely lifers. like we're gonna be,
unless we kill each other by the end of this.
That's true.
No.
But, like, I just think
they have a couple.
Not only will we, like, maintain that life friendship, but, like, it'll always be really intentional, which is really cool. Because we have, I mean, you're going to see Lainey go from a one-month-old to who knows how old. But, like, they change massively in that time. And so, like, that's really cool. And, you know, seeing
Lainey kind of has.
I remember the only time I cried leaving Michigan was after Richie was
like, Josh, you guys need help.
I don't cry a lot either, but Richie was already I think you were already gone at that point. I don't remember. I came back to Michigan for a little bit, but I saw just you and Indy, and we hung out and played, and then I left right from there to go to my mom's house, and that's the only time I cried. And it was like thinking, I got to watch Indy's whole first year of life.
Literally.
You're about to have a baby, and I'm not even going to know that baby at all.
Wow.
Like, how crazy that, like, so sad. So this is fun.
JK.
JK, I
now
know.
You get to know
her. There she is.
And you get to raise our baby, Izzo.
Oh, yes.
It's funny because Abby's with him more than any other human being
it's
in the world
true.
Now.
Yeah. Teaching me so much patience. But it is like,
and I don't think we
kid.
Said, he's a golden retriever. I don't think we said that.
Yeah.
So he's got lots of energy.
He's got energy. He's hairy. He's big.
He humps a lot.
Yeah.
Yes.
He does.
Yeah, he does.
It's been good, though.
It has.
It's been really good, guys.
Yeah, this has been really good. I'm excited.
Yeah.
Man, this is fun. I want to do this more.
We can do it more.
This is so fun.
I knew this was going to happen.
How about you wrap it up, Abby? You have not talked enough, and I'm sorry.
I don't care. Go. What am I supposed to say at the end of this thing?
You know.
Fine,
signing
guys.
Off.
Signing off. We'll make a plug to our social medias.
Yep.
Josh isn't on there, like he keeps saying.
As
he
much.
Hasn't been on there as much. But
Schwa.
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 I mean, not even on Instagram.
You can follow me.
Twitter.
I need some new followers.
Oh my gosh. Okay, plug at Richie Christie.
Yeah.
One.
At Richie Christie. One.
It was a joke.
No, you
but
can
I
went follow
him.
Yeah, I'm just kidding. He's about to start a youth pastor podcast.
Oh gosh, wouldn't pressure me.
That's right.
And Jenna is also on the gram.
Yep.
Jenna.Christie.
Jenna.Christie.
Boom.
I'm at Foxy Lady.
Yep.
With how many X's?
Two X's and a Y.
Oh, what else would you swap with?
Well, I don't know. Just
Foxy's normally just one X.
Yeah, just one X.
Yeah.
And then I spelled lady weird. I realized
it's okay.
That later on.
It's okay.
It's okay.
Okay,
Rich. So that's our social media. That was probably very confusing. As Josh always says, if you don't have a podcast,
that's
maybe
right.
have a podcast
yeah,
with your best friend. I don't care either way.
That's fine. Yep.
Okay.
Thanks
we're going to go play Catan and eat cookies.
We are. Oh,
we are.
Breakaway.
They call them breakaways. They're
taking bakes.
Taking breaks.
Break and bake.
Break and
break and takes.
But we call them breakaways because that's what we've done our whole friendship.
Yes.
Yes.
And brownies.
Catan and cookies.
But I don't. Oh, man. I already had ice cream today. Okay.
It's
right.
Fine. Big boys.
Big boys.
No. Maybe discipline. Remember, as you guys were
oh, my gosh.
Boys.
We're
going to
end
boys.
This real
skinny yes.
boys. Skinny
boys.
Oh.
Hey, all right. Anti Dad Bot 2019. Come at you.
Thanks, guys. Hope
love
you have a great day. Bye.
Bye.
Peace.
Bye.